following program is sponsored by the Islamic Media Foundation, carrying the guidance of Allah through broadcast media and the internet.
This is Islam Today, the great teacher practice. It's the young. You're listening to Islam Today. We hope you practice it. For the next few minutes, we're going to be talking about some of the questions, and hopefully the dynamics of the questions that the folks offer us through our programming that we do for the same thing. The first and phrase the question I thought that we'll deal with is, I'm coming here, is, how can you prove the Quran is true? And the word in the Arabic language, So this is the recitation of the law, or the actual speech of Allah. The speech of Allah given to the angel Gabriel, who then communicated it to Muhammad, the son of his companion, over 1400 years ago. The Quran came piecing, little here, little there, piece by piece, bit by bit, over a period of 23 years, during the last part of the life of Muhammad, the son. So the angel Gabriel began, first of all, by embracing Muhammad, the son, went into the cave where the prophet, peace be upon him, was fasting and praying. The angel entered the cave where he was, embraced him, and commanded him in the prayer, and prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, responded by saying, "Ya Amiri Khari, having not by those who do that." Meaning that the angel is telling him, "I want you to recite something for me. Recite. And he said, "I don't do that. I'm not reciting. The angel then grabbed him again and told him to turn and said to him, "So Muhammad responded again by saying, "I own it. I deserve it." So you find from this that Muhammad is behind the angel reciting, nor was he able to read or write. Yet he was embraced again by the angel Gabriel, who commanded him, and all these things from the Quran, new kingdom in chapter 96, in the first few verses. I seek refuge with the last and condemned devil. In the name of Allah, the most gracious, the most merciful. The proper meaning of translation of the English language may be as follows. Recite in the name of your Lord who created. Take the meaning from a least point of power. Recite in your Lord is most famous, who taught men by the use of a pen, taught men that which we knew not. So this is the first recitation that came to Muhammad from the angel Gabriel. And in this, we have an amazing thing. First of all, we see that Muhammad is not a reciter, he's illiterate, and yet the Quran today is considered by those who speak the Arabic language, the principal Arabic, for thinkers around the world all agree conclusively that this work is the most outstanding work ever in the Arabic language. Nothing has been like it. There's never been another book similar to it, and it's actually the reference point or the benchmark for African Arabic language. But within the text that we just heard, another amazing statement comes. It says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the human being from Allah. Now we can read the speech of the Quran a little bit at this point. We just tapped it on the surface and left it so far. We use this graphic speech more. One of the top embryologists in the world, from Canada, a professor in embryology, he says that this is an amazing statement because he says that it's not possible that 1,400 years ago that anyone could have known this detailed description of the formation of a human being as being a woman or a mother. Because the word "pup" carries three meanings in Arabic language. The first of which is a blood pup. The second of which is a leaf. The animal that comes to you in the water and comes around or something like this and gets on your knee and starts sucking your blood. This is a leaf. And the third meaning is something which owns our feelings. And the justification. So this is exactly a description of what we find in the microscope when the egg is fertilized and then first it came to the wall of the they have the ticket, the distinctive link to each. And finally, it is stronger. It's based on the blood clot, making a blood clot. So all three of these are exactly correct and give the perfect description of how the human being begins. Click on the three examples that refer to the same thing, the development of the fetus through the various stages from the time that it's a fluid coming from the father and the egg within the mother, the development in the trimesters inside of the mother until the actual delivery. This, today, is well known and established by scientific fact. However, 1400 years ago, there wasn't really anyone could have known it. And certainly not from the Indian desert and in the far remote community of the Highlands at that time. So this is the first part of the introduction, at least to the members of the Quran, talking about some of the fruits. I'd like to continue this, but I'd like to suggest to just a minute for these important messages, and we'll be going back to more as we move on to the
experience of the Lord in the world.
Okay, we're back with this man today. We were talking about how we prove the Quran is true. One of the things that we discussed is the fact that the word Quran means a recitation of the book. We talked about the written statement in the Quran that says, this is the book wherein there is no doubt. Then we mentioned the opening verses that came to Muhammad in the beginning, peace be upon him, from his individual. And how then that statement itself is asking him to restrain his death of the Christ and save him from the world. The very reverse of him that described the formation of the human being. And we were talking about the word Allah and how it perfectly describes the formation of the human being at the very conception time within his universe. Now let's continue with the understanding of the translation passively to the English language. When we talk about that Allah says in his book about something called his generosity, how he is giving the Quran or Kareem to the human beings, Allah is saying that he is most generous. And certainly, there's no doubt about it that we know Allah is so generous. He gives us so much. And the most important thing he gives us is the ability for children to choose whether or not to thank him for it and whether or not we would acknowledge that Allah is the creator of this thing that exists. Following that, it says in the Quran, Allah says he is the one who taught humanity to the pain. The understanding here is that we wouldn't know how to use the pain. We wouldn't know how to get education. We wouldn't know how to be any more than just trained animals to prevent for the ability that Allah has given us. He's given this ability to use the pen, so to speak, the ability to learn, the ability to think, to reason, and certainly this is all stuff in life. He continues then by saying that he taught us what we didn't know, because we didn't know anything, and we hope now that we will be able to learn something that we need to learn. And what is our first belief that happened here? The Quran, in fact, is that very thing. It is the benchmark for us. It is a criterion or a Quran for the Muslim because it is a miracle and there are a number of ways that we can prove or offer to the way to therapy, examine, and consider. One of the things I would say before going further, as the statement said in the beginning, Huda Lemutu King, meaning that it's only going to be a guidance for those who care. But if he needs to be, then he can shut out his mind to anything you say. And if you say, here's a clear proof, and say, I don't accept that, well, definitely you have nothing. And I'm going to offer some things in common. If you choose not to believe that way, that's the individual choice. Do not move out and force anybody to believe anything. The job the Muslim has is only to convince. No God to worship except for you. But the mind is effective for us to share with and to keep our life at time. If they don't, then we do our best. Let's recommend for the next step. The Quran offers this challenge. It says, "Have we not considered if it were from other than Allah, you would find therein many contradictions. And the hope in your ears is the reason we stand objectively and find contradictions in the Quran and deny you to do so. There are no contradictions." Recently, we used the Quran, but another person just to have Muslims leave out the number of the Quran and not teach it. But there it comes out the same way, but the Quran is a Quran, which is the Bible, not a human being. And we are told in the Quran that others are frightened. If you're in doubt about it, then bring a book like it. But it's not a book like it. People have tried it, but they've always written a lot of books. But when you compare the books that they write, compared to what the Quran is, it doesn't hold up. It's not possible. The Quran means something that is done, but I don't see what it means. I have granted the Quran in the Arabic language written down and published and tirade and distributed all over the world after we have 602 pages in it. If I can get a book with 603 pages. Well, the understanding here is not to say that you will write a book that has more pages, but rather a book like it, bring something like it. But the Quran gives you a number to the recitation. So that means that whatever you wrote down needs to be something that's in a recitation form as well. Just the way you write something down is going to be a part of it. And likewise, if you find in 2 pages, it would be difficult for anybody to write these amazing statements that have been made within the Quran. Consider. When we look to the Quran, we find statements about time. Talking about the formation of the human being, which would be something in the same way as program, that additionally, the development of the human being in his personality, in his psychology, appears to be far away from the universe. Well, then away from the human, out to the universe, talking about how it is done, and the moon, and the earth, and about the orbit. And this is before people even knew the earth is round. But this year, the Quran speaks to us about that. Formation of the earth itself, and about the deep roots of the mountains to go down, down, deep into the earth. Uses the term al-kahf, which means deep space. And if you look now to the book of geography and geology, when they do a colorful picture of what it looks like in the European continent, you can see these long, huge teeth or deep tail or deep space. Root coming from the mountain, taking down the ground. This is something only the fellow in the mountain. How could it be that 1400 years ago, not being the judge to know such a thing as this? So these types of proof are definitely something for us to consider in talking about the proof of the Quran. Additionally, Allah speaks about the theme for the two thieves meet in the hell, and they don't mix together. They have different salinity. Different amount of salt in the sea, and it doesn't change. They come together, but they don't mix. Side by side, two different temperatures, different different forms, plant is different, animal life is different. The temperature is one of the things that gave us that to fill an idea to make a program about this. I don't know if he ever did it, but he was told by the Muslims to work with him that we've known this for 1400 years. The place that we're talking in question here is some of the coast of northern Africa and where Spain came together. Where Gibraltar allows the Mediterranean Sea to flow out into the Atlantic Ocean. And these two feet meet and they don't meet. There are other examples as well. You can find them on our website if you'd like to visit it. The one about this. Go to islamtoday.com, Quran, and look about it. It takes anywhere from 30 to 40 minutes to go through different pictures and information to go to details. Another website that you can visit this for subject of the Quran and Miracles is called IslamDiary.com. It will help you a lot there with pictures and explanations. people can have the understanding of the time, including, by the way, the fact that Allah mentions in the Quran space time. This is time that the Lord can have the time, verse 33. The beautiful thing was that only the family of human beings try to transfer the atmosphere of the earth. Try to go out of the atmosphere. And you will never go out of the atmosphere till the beautiful thing is set by a great light of power. And then you will not doubt that the exactly what it takes to be the spaceship out through this atmosphere is just a great authority of power. We make a gasoline for our car in terms of gallons, but when we need to see electricity in our space, we measure the fuel for it in terms of tons and tons of fuel. So this is giving us an understanding of the great power and authority needed to lift this rocket ship up and put it into the upper atmosphere of Earth and outer space. And this is meant to be not just a secret. Not 50 years ago, but not before it mentioned 1,300 years ago in the Arabian Desert. Certainly, again, this is just a strong proof. We'll talk about this a little bit more when we come back with more explaining today. This is your host, Mr. Pastor, and we'll be back to these messages.
Allahumma inni as'aluka bi imanika al-kamil. La ilaha illa anta wahdaka la sharika lak. يا بديع السماوات والأرض يا حي يا قيوم يا حي يا قيوم قولي أسألك عنك وأقول بك منك.
O Allah, I ask you, as each of you is all praise, none has the right to be worshipped except you alone without other. You are the benefactor, O originator of the heaven and the earth, O possessor of majesty and honor, O ever-living, O closest to faith and supporter of all, verily I ask you for power, and I take refuge with you from the fire.
This is Yama, the fact you're listening to, this man today, we're talking about the truth. Of the Quran. One of the things that I want to tell everybody about the Quran is the fascinating thing to me is the fact that so many people have memorized the Quran in the original language from the book of. Now, this is another amazing part of the Quran and wonderful thing to memorize the Quran. A lot of people in the Quran are able to preserve it, up to him to preserve it, and he was done it just to preserve the list. Reputation for Quran in parts of the Quran Quran has never been interrupted. It has been handed down generation after generation after generation in the mind and in the hearts of the Muslims. Interestingly enough, today the majority of those who memorize the Quran are not ever speakers. In fact, we make up about the year for us to see what we need to do. The majority of people who make the world actually in Indonesia, and they don't speak Arabic, but they do memorize the Quran in that language, and they understand the meaning of the Quran in that language. They memorize all 114 words in Africa from beginning to end, and anyone in Indonesia who would like to go to Saudi Arabia or to Egypt or to Iran, or to Pakistan, or to Nigeria, which is Morocco. Any of these places can fit together with other Muslims and prepare notes for them and with exactly the same. They can go on into Turkey, and they can visit the Muslims in Greece, or the Muslims in Sweden, or in France, or here in America. Even in my home state of Texas, we can people memorizing the whole Quran. I visited Mexico recently, and I was very surprised to find how many in Mexico lived, both the comfort times and the comfort and they had also memorized the Quran. I personally have only memorized what they call one bit of the Quran, which is like 1/30. And I fight every day to try to keep that together. amazing for somebody. They were making it really good. And you know, these kind of things are beautiful and wonderful. That's just wonderful. And so on. So this is another quote. And this is the different people. There are over 9 million people today that have completely, entirely memorized the Quran. If you compare that to any of the scriptures on earth, we haven't found one that anybody has memorized the Quran. And not anyone memorizing it or even studying it in the original text or the original language. Here we have something amazing. The actual text as it was presented 1400 years ago, preserved completely as it was and still is today, cover to cover, without a single mistake or change in it. Very interesting. And it's not your practice in the meaning, but because well, that's the understanding. If you want to turn away from these truths that we have from that picture, but you'd like to discuss it more, we really need to send an email. This is how we receive the questions that I'm reading and studying. In the next few programs that we promote, we're going to be sending some more questions coming, so we want to do that in one place and email address. Your pleasure and program is to be made and made. So we have to type in the report. The email address is IBM.net. Responding today at IBM.net. If you send your question, you'll get to listen to the time. It usually takes 2 to 3 weeks before we record the new program. But I want to be sure you know that it won't be the next program that we're considering and testing. And you'll hear from Rob at the same time today at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Right after the afternoon, you can come and listen to it from IBM. Yes, man, you're asking for it today. You'll hear it today. And until next time, this is your host, Mr. Texas, reminding all the Muslims out there that every day is a plan today. Assalamu alaikum.
Allahumma inna bihi nafsi wa bihi kisra. La yaghfiru dhunuba illa anta. فاغفرني مغفره منهم وارحمني انك انت الغفور الرحيم